Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Brian, it is now time for our Dean Julia Love of the Star mailbag. We're going to dip into it, let our listeners take over for a little bit, throw their questions out here. First one comes all the way from Spain, from Gonzalo, one of our listeners based out of Spain. He said, hug to both of you from Spain. But he says, hi, Bobby. Hi, Brian. If you draft a wide receiver in the first three rounds, there's a decent chance that another wide receiver is the best player on your board in the fifth, obviously, because the receivers stretch deep. So, I mean, fifth round, absolutely, you could have a receiver as your top graded player on the board. If that's the case, do you double dip? Not a position of need now, but maybe next year. Brian, your thoughts?
No, I don't. You know, and by the way, thank you so much for following along with us from Spain. That's wonderful. I kind of feel like, though, that this thing does stretch. He's absolutely right about that. I'm going to ask you this question, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
If Dallas picks up that extra three,
trades down,
they don't get a four, but they trade back. We've talked about the Buffalo scenario. We've talked about Baltimore scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City at 32 scenario.
If you want to trade out of the first round, you want to go to the second. Washington's got capital to make it happen.
There you go. Do you take that extra? What would you like to target? Would it be a wide receiver if you got that extra pick?
So assuming I take an offensive lineman in the first and a running back in the second,
right?
Then with the two other picks, I mean, obviously it would depend on how the board falls, but I might be talked into double dipping at offensive line. And then I think there's going to be a safety there that I really like. And I really want to get a high IQ, like high level mental processor at the safety position with what Mike Zimmer wants to put in here. And so,
out of the mix?
I in theory, I'd love to address the position. I just don't know that the right players are going to be there for me. Like, I mean, you know, it's you're kind of in the purgatory spot with Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M. How do you feel about Peyton Wilson's injury history? If Tommy Eichenberg is the top graded linebacker there, I don't know how excited I am to make that pick.
Bobby.
They absolutely are. I mean, and
if you look at DallasCowboys.com, and thank you to Dallas Cowboys themselves, Will McClay and the staff, for providing us some names. But I guarantee you, if we got their list, there's going to be more linebackers on that list that we're not thinking about.
Yeah,
Round linebackers. And I wonder if you take your third, your maybe your own third round pick, or you get that extra pick for going back. I wonder if that's where they address the linebacker.
I feel like the linebacker value is like round four, round five for me. And so that's the only reason why I'd give some pauses. I feel like I might be reaching in round three.
And I, because the problem I'm running into, and I did a show with Vach Lombardi before we did our show.
Awesome dude.
Yeah, great guy. And we were talking about Wilson, Cooper, Colson, Wallace. You know, we were talking about those guys. And do you see them all as third round guys?
I see Cooper, Colson, and Wilson as second rounders. That's okay. Edgerrin Cooper, Texas A&M, Junior Colson, Michigan, Peyton Wilson, right. From NC
Wallace
State.
From Kentucky.
I think that I don't think Edgerrin Cooper gets to you at you're picking the second round. And assuming and in this exercise, assuming we took a running back with that second pick, sure. I don't think Cooper, Colson, and Wilson get to you in the third.
No,
I don't think it happens. So then after that, I'm looking at I don't dislike Trevin Wallace. I've got him in the fourth round though.
See Wallace, I mean, I got him a lot higher than you do.
Where do you have
him? I got him a lot higher than you do. And I might be way wrong about him. I just think that he is.
Where do you have him?
I'm in second.
Oh, okay. I it's my third round grade guy. My third round grade.
Because I'm looking at Wallace. I'm looking at Ford from Texas as a third rounder. I've got Hopper from Missouri in the third round. And then Watson, who they told us is a visit. You know, again, we don't know all their 30 visits. We know part of them. But there's just this belief that I guarantee you they're looking to. They might have 7, 8, 9 guys, these linebackers they're looking at.
I think, man, if there's a position where we might have a bigger split and we'll do, like I said, our first round guides on the next one, it might be linebacker because my linebackers in the second round, I mentioned Cooper, Colson, Wilson. In the third, I have Cedric Gray and Tommy Eichenberg. Mm-hmm. And then in the fourth, I have Jordan McGee, Trevin Wallace, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I've got my stack up here.
Maybe, and I don't think I window dressed my board, Bobby. What I did was I wanted to make sure that I wanted to be able to compare those linebackers to Malachi Corley
and
Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that how committed was I to when I start looking at linebackers, I'm like, okay, that's something I clearly need. But okay, what other players from the offensive line, the center, the wide receiver, tight end, whatever. Is there anybody on that offensive side of the board that would keep me from taking one of these linebackers?
Where do you have Javon Bullard from Georgia?
Second round.
Okay, so if let's say you're sitting there in the third round and at your first pick, you're looking.
See, I got Hicks above him.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think Hicks gets to you even in the second.
Okay.
That's how I'm operating. Let's say your first pick in the third round, staring at you right there is Trevin Wallace or Javon Bullard. Who would you rather have? Trevin Wallace, linebacker, Kentucky, yeah, Javon Bullard, safety, Georgia.
I'd rather have Wallace.
I think...
And
Wallace is not a bad player. I think for me...
I'm higher on Wallace. There's something about the physicality that he plays with. Mm-hmm. He's like an emotional leader. He's a captain. There's just so many things you watch him play. And I'm thinking, man, they could use a physical linebacker like this guy.
Yeah.
So I might be overselling this kid, but you gave me an interesting problem. Give me a problem where Corley, Benson, Brooks, Wallace, and Bullard are all on the board. I might be trading back.
And just saying, let somebody else pick for me and decide this for me so that I can just take whatever's up. It's an interesting, there's a lot here. This is kind of along the same line of thinking, the idea about double dipping that was brought up a second ago by Gonzalo.
I don't think they can double dip.
Well, Brandon Laurie is asking the question, is there a position the Cowboys could double dip on in the draft that would surprise people? He says, I think it could be running back. You take somebody like Brooks in the second and then someone like Ali in the sixth. No. I would not be opposed to double dipping at offensive line. I think this is such a good class. I wouldn't hate it.
If you told me there was an offensive lineman there in the sixth that was a tackle, or something. I think I would entertain that. Let me look at some of my guys in the six. How about our guy from Texas? You talk about a returner, what, the little running back Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've not studied him yet, but no, I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Bennett turn you on to him?
No, every Texas player, though, I asked Bennett about, he's got good scouting reports on all these guys.
He believed in Cooper Rush before anybody else did.
Bennett did. He sure did. He had Cooper Rush right. It's interesting. I was looking at the sixth round of guys that might be there, and I don't know if you've studied this guy or not. Let me get to him here if I can. Khalid Duke from Kansas State.
I've not watched him yet.
Okay. He plays as a stand-up linebacker. He's an edge, 6'3", 246. There's some guys at the bottom of my board that I would kind of Duke, Robinson, Henderson, the guard, Thrash at wide receiver. There's a Flower, I believe I'm saying this guy's kid, this Flower Noy, a wide receiver that I kind of liked. You know, so there's some guys down there that I would consider taking instead of probably double dipping.
Last one here. This is from Josh Weaver, and I know you love these. He's giving you a choose your own adventure. He's giving you three round mocks to pick from.
Okay.
So the first one is going to give you.
I got to write these down because I'll forget them if I don't.
It's going to give you Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle from Oklahoma in the first round.
Got it.
Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker Clemson in the second round, which I think is a little early for him, but
for them, it would probably be early. Yeah.
And then Van Praan, the center from Georgia in the third round. So that's option one. Option two, Barton in the first round from Duke.
Okay.
It's Graham Barton who projects as a center.
Right.
Second round, Edgerrin Cooper at linebacker.
Cooper.
And then
I don't think he gets there, but okay. I like it.
I mean, I'd love it if he did.
Yeah.
I've already
got a favorite here.
And then in the third round, Will Shipley, the running back from Clemson.
I think that's a little rich for me, but the other two picks are really, really good.
And then we've got one more for you. Center, Jackson Powers Johnson in the first.
Okay.
Jonathan Brooks, the running back from Texas in the second.
Okay.
And then tackle from Texas, Christian Jones in the third.
Hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Might be one.
Guyton, Trotter, and Van Praan.
Hang on. Barton, center, Cooper,
line. I like two. Center. Two addresses.
I like two a lot. I just don't like the running back there.
I like Shipley. That's a little early for me, but I mean, I like Shipley.
Oh no. I mean, I'm not trying to, the kid has played a ton of games.
Yeah.
Ton of carries, and you can watch him. He's a tough kid. The group three is interesting because of Powers Johnson. That's your center's taken care of. Your running back's taken care of.
I love Brooks.
Christian Johnson. I kind of feel like he is a fourth round guy. fifth round guy?
Yeah, I think you'd be reaching on Christian Jones a little bit. I have not finished. I've watched Christian Jones. I've not finished an evaluation on him. I'm confident that I'm going to have Caden Wallace and Blake Fisher above him.
Oh, I could tell you. I could tell you if you told me, yeah, to be honest with you, I would take, if like a guy like Rosengarten, I take Fisher from Notre Dame. I take Foster from Missouri. I take the Yale kid. I take Wallace. I think you're right about that.
So yeah. it's a little bit of reach. Each one of those had a little bit of a reach, I feel like, but I think the one that helps your team the most in 2024 is
probably two. Number two,
because Barton plays center for you. Yeah, you probably Cooper. Roll with Bass at guard, Tyler yeah. Smith at tackle. Then yep. you get Cooper playing back there with Overshown and Kendricks. Those are hair on fire guys. And then Shipley helps out in the backfield.
The Guyton, Trotter, Van Pran one is not a bad one either.
Because the thing with Trotter is just he's not the athlete I think I want.
Well, I mean, okay, Guyton is a first on my board.
I like Guyton. You're projecting. You're having him flip yeah. position. You're having
Guyton
him flip
is
sides.
A first on my board. Trotter's a third on my board. And then
you like Van Pran.
I like Van Pran. I got him as a third. See, so if you did it, it would be 1-3-3 is what it would be. That probably makes the most sense to me. Is what I would probably look at.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in the one that was pitched, each one of those, I don't have any of those guys graded in the first.
Yeah,
Guyton's a top 20 player for me. Like he's very top of the second round. Guyton, Jackson Powers Johnson, like Graham Barton, those guys are real. They're in the top 25 for me. It's just sure. their second round. They're right on that borderline. But you're picking at 24. There's a chance you're picking a second rounder anyway. That does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. Thank you so much for joining us again. Next episode, we will go over the first round graded players that we have on the defensive side of the ball. But for Brian Broaddus, I'm Bobby Belt. We will talk to you guys again later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.